Ah, Yisrael finds itself. We find ourselves in a very dark time. We feel clearly what Chazal say that Me'oz Churban Abayis Ein Lecha Yoyim She'ein Kilolosei Yosei Michaverim Merubim Michaverim. We have felt the Hest upon him this year, perhaps in a way we haven't felt in a very long time. Definitely on the level of the Klal, and we know that it's all an outgrowth of the Churban HaMikdash and the Golus that we're in. And one of the questions that we have is, how do we find the strength? Where is the source? Where can we draw the power to be Kaveh El Hashem, to be Tzipis El Yeshua? This is what's going to bring the Geula. In the Siddur HaGrua, in the Pir Siach Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Molzin brings from the Ramchal, and he calls him Megillas Esther. We have it. It's in a compilation, Yalkut Yedias Emes. And the Ramchal says the following. He's going to the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, B'choch, when we place our hope and we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have busha. And he says, Yadua, Chazal say, Ki b'shvil akivu sheyesh Yisrael b'zman ha-golus, yinagolam. And because of the kivu, that which we place our hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will be nigal. And he expounds, what does it mean, alevoisha? So he says, it's a famous yisoy, ki misha oichel ha-sheinu shalom is bayish. We know, when someone gets a handout, something he didn't earn and deserve, he has a busha, he's embarrassed. Kach Yisrael kishachotu v'holchu b'golos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yinoyisen lehem gula miyad b'li shum tzarnaf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give us, Hashem wants to give us the gula. But if he'll give us the right away, oz, ha'ilem b'zman ha'gula cherpa, they would be embarrassed. Kivin shelo yiruyim, they didn't earn it. They weren't fit for the golos. Avach shev she'ilem har beit tzores. Val kol ponim, with all that, kiblu ba'ava v'loi botu, and they still remain steadfast in their love and their hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adorabba, b'cho Hashem chisisi, agam, shesovlu har beit tzores, kiblu oisem ba'ava v'kivu l'gula, im kein alei voisha. That's what the pasuk means. They won't have and be embarrassed because they earned it. We see from here, placing hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout all the tzores, this is exactly what's going to bring the gula. When we say hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we say it's a piece of the Yeshua, it doesn't mean a dream. Everyone dreams for Geula. Hope means a realistic placement of trust. It's like I place all my hopes on this, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says in Yad that we have to wait for Mashiach. Waiting for somebody is when there's a realistic hope. And the question is, after we understand this Yesod, that what's going to bring the Geula is the Kivui, is the real hope and trust that we are confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to be girl with us any second. So where do we draw the energy in the light of such darkness, in the face of such hastaris ponim? This is a Gemara, famous Gemara in Yuma Daf Samech Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says, why is Anshei Knesset HaGdoyla called Anshei Knesset HaGdoyla? The Gemara says, because they're G'doyla, because they're Shiru, Chziru, Ateres liyoshna. Lama nikos shman anshes gadoila shechziru ateres liyoshna. Moshe Rabbeinu originally wrote in the Torah, Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vanur. He gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu three titles. As the Doros went on, they lost the ability to identify and label Hashem with these titles. Osi Yirmiya of Amar. Yirmiya during the Churban HaMikdash, Man HaChurban HaMikdash, Nochrim Mekalkalim Beicholoi. We have the Goyim who entered the Beis HaMikdash and they're cackling in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, they're partying, doing as they would like, as if it's their backyard, as if they're stomping grounds. Ayei Neiro Yisov. He wasn't able to say Neiro. Neiro means Hashem's awesomeness. The fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is placed among the Brias, is felt among the Brias. He wasn't able to say that. Leomer Neiro. Also Daniel, also during the Churban, V'omer Nochrim Mekar... I'm sorry. Also Daniel, V'omer Nochrim Mishtabtim Bebonav. He saw the Goyim subjugating, annihilating Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Ayek v'ruoysav, where is the midas gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu overcomes? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to misgaber on any force that comes against him. Where is that? L'yomer gibor. Asa inu. Then all of a sudden, Anshei Knesset HaGdoyla came. V'amru adarab, it's a famous Gemara. They said opposite. Zuhi gvurasoi. His gvura is shekvarish, kovish, es kasoi, shenoysen erchapayim l'roshoyim. Hashem really wants to do good for us. And his cast on the goyim to take retribution for what they're doing to us and stopping the arm that's been mefarsim shem Hashem. He really wants to mete out judgment, but he holds himself back because he has a purpose in this golus. And that's the true gvur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He succumbs, overcomes his rotzen lehitiv to Klal Yisrael and to be make me this adin on the Rishoyim. That is Neroisov. I'm sorry, that is Gvur Roisov. And then they also said, Elohim Neroisov, we also see as Neroisov. Shemoli Meirashel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yechuma Achas Yechoyel Iskayim Ben Umas. They say we see as Meir's awesomeness, and that is the eternal existence of Klal Yisrael, the miraculous existence of Klal Yisrael, among all the nations that are just trying to hurt us and destroy us like we feel today. The Gemara asked, okay, so the Rabbanon originally, Yirmiyahu and Daniel, how did they do that? How did they occur Takana? How did they Nazi or Moshe Rabbeinu said? Zok the Gemara, Mitoich Sheyoidim HaKadosh Baruch Shamitihu, Lefikach Lekizbubay. It was the Midas HaEmes that didn't allow them originally to say Godol, sorry, Gibor Vanera. The Mefarshim explain, Midas HaEmes demands not only what you know intellectually to be true, but when you daven and you label something Kadosh Baruch, you have to feel it in your heart. Daniel and Yirmiyah saw that in this world, it was not, they didn't see a true expression of a Kadosh Baruch's Midas Gibor Vanera, and they couldn't say it. And that was the Chiddush of Anshkenaz Zedoyla. They saw in other facets, in other features, in other dimensions. They saw a revelation, their expression. They saw that it was present to me, this Gvura Venera. The Mashal over here is Oyman Anahara. Yirmiyahu and Daniel, they saw the atrocities. They saw a contradiction, apparent contradiction to the Midas Gvura and Neira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this, the first title, they didn't stop to say. They didn't cease to say. They didn't stop saying Godol. Gibor they stopped, Neir they stopped, Godol didn't stop. Why didn't they stop? Says the Marsha, because Midas Gdulosoi is Mufursemes B'chol Eis V'chasha Midas Gdulosoi Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitoich Brias Olam. There was perhaps in their perception a lapse in the expression of Midas Agvura V'Hashem, Midas Neir of Hashem. Aber Gdula is forever present. What is Godol? What is Midas Gdula? We know. Rashi says it's Godlcha Zumidas Tovcha. Gdula is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the Toiv Umeitiv Umeitiv Lakol. HaToiv Ki Lo Yichol Racham Echo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Toiv Hashem Lakol V'Rachamov Al Kol Ma'asov. Lo Yichol Aretz Tuvoi. Saying the Marsha is pointing out this Gemara, a fascinating thing. At the same exact time, we're Goyim. The Goyim are coming into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house and blaspheming him and showing that Kavayochli doesn't exist. He doesn't exist. We can do what we want. They're cackling. They're torturing Jews in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. At the same exact time, it's apparent Midas Chasdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not only intellectual recognition. It's apparent. What is the Marsha saying? That there is never a break in the expression of and the ever-present felt feeling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mabul of rachamim and chesed that's ever-present. Where do we see that? Mitoch Brias Olam. Look at the existence of every Jew, every human. A human being is a constant world of miracles, the amount of functioning that is body, the miracles, the ongoing miracles employing there are in our existence. The Midas Gdula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives us life, and he gives us the ability, so many gifts of life, that is the constant chesed, chesed chinam that we didn't earn. Let's just take the ability to smile to another human being, to give to another human being, to light up someone's heart and mind when you thought about him. Is there any other greater gift in life that Hashem bestowed us with, the Midas Rachmonus? The intellect, the creative intellect that we have to figure out problems, to advance, also to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand His Torah. The Gemara and the Marsha is pointing out that Midas Chasdei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forever present. The world begins and ends and continues to show in an apparent way Midas Gadlo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I believe that this might be the starting point, and this might be where the Anshei Kenes Adoyla afterwards were able to draw and be able to be makish, make a hekish. If Midas Chasdei is here, that means Hashem's present even during the tremendous hest upon him of Nochem Mecharchem Beheichol and Nochem Mishtabim Babonov and they're able to see in a different facet midas gdulot, midas gvuroso, and midas noiro. This is a starting point, and this is something that the Emes is Gedol Yisrael have yarshint. This past winter, we tasted a whiff of this Gemara, where the goyim and Hamas came into Klal Kim Teretz Yisrael, and were always to b'shalom. They were macharcher in that beheichol b'neretz Yisrael. They partied and they whooped and they enjoyed at torturing Klal Yisrael on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own land, and they were mishtabdu b'bonav. We still have this. They've taken us hostage, and there's a certain hest upon him. But a yid has to know that it is all wrapped up in Chazda Yisborach. Look around at the apparent chesodim that we see, and then you'll be able to be makish and see, even in the points that seem to be a lapse in midas, the other midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no lapse, he's present, he's forever present. This is the soy, the secret of Gedol Yisrael, that they hear Tzora Saprat, they hear, you can hear Tzora after Tzora after Tzora after Tzora. And they go and they get up and they're able to do Avodas Hashem B'Simcha. How do they hear these stories, these horror stories? Broken marriages, infertility, machloikis, people dying young, ailments. And they go and they afterwards in the Daven Shmoneh Esrei, B'Simcha Tzuma. And they go and they're able to learn B'Simcha because they see everything in the context of Chazda Yisborach. He's a Toiv U'Meitiv. This is what can give us energy to believe and place our trust. We could have unfailing trust and hope. It should not be stopped. There should be no lapse in our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the idea. We say this every day in Shemoneh Esrei. HaToiv Ki Lo Cholu Rachamecha V'Amerachim Ki Lo Yisomu Chasadecha. It's endless. We're drowning in Chasodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look around. Look at you. Look at everything you see. Me'oilom kivinu loch. That's what brings me'oilom kivinu loch. From that we were always able to draw our hope in you. This is Be'emes of Furush Pasik in Eicha. So Yirmiyah says, in middle of Eicha in Paragimel, Zois oshev alibi al kein oichil. Yirmiyah says, this is what I place in my heart and I think about it, and it gives me the ability to hope. Chazdei Hashem ki lo yisomu ki lo yicholu rachamov. There's a pasuk in Eicha, Eicha, Nochri Mecharchem Beheichel. The unrest that has to upon him, the constant threats that were threatened by all of the opposing nations. There are many people who are feeling the has to upon him. Yes, there's has to upon him. But who is behind all of that has to upon him? It's Avarachamon, Toiv Ki Lechol Rachamecha. Obviously, this is also part of that plan of good. We just don't understand it. This is what gives us hope. This is where we draw our hope. Our unfailing hope to place akavi al Hashem, b'cho Hashem chesisi al avoisha. Let's strengthen. Let's live in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful world that continues to be a beautiful world, even in the face of all this darkness. This is what's behind HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running this narrative. He is behind it. It's in this context that we can believe and place our trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with this, we will be tzepisa for Yeshua. And Be'ez Hashem zoicha b'meira to the gula shleim b'meira yameinu.